The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to the Home Field Advantage. I'm Tony Curry along with Teresa Autry. We do the show every single week about real estate and numbers and all this stuff. And it's always changing. Happy Father's Day weekend. We got a flag day going on tomorrow.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
And thank you very much. And today, of course, we're recording on Friday the 13th. So the next 3 days are kind of funky, kind of crazy. But thank you so much for Father's Day. What's up?
I want to wish all the dads happy Father's Day, and for the dads that play mom and for the moms that play dads and for the people that don't have dads alive and stuff. You know, this can be a rough season, but we just know you can always do something to make somebody smile. And so just remember your fellow human being this weekend with Flag Day and Father's Day.
There you go. Her number is 294-4210, 294-4210. She's with Keller Williams. And, of course, Teresa's been in the business now for over 30 years. She does fantastic work. And we find out, we get our fingers on the pulse of what's going on in the real estate business from a commercial standpoint and from a residential standpoint. And you were talking before the show. You had three interesting points. And so I'm going to go point by point real quick. The first one is, and I realize that the Fed is not a political entity per se. I know that.
They are now. Public to believe they're not, but they so are.
Well, sure. I mean, every president wants to see low interest rates because that certainly helps the economy. But it appears that President Trump is specifically asking for what right now?
He's asking for, and this was as of 17 hours ago. I try to stay really up to date on this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. He's asking for 1% across the board to come down to help offset some of the inflation. And what that means to the public is that's about a half a point by the time it gets to the public. So we would be back in the, I would say, high fives, but we're under six. So that's very important for you guys to know.
Now, you want that. You love that. I mean, that makes your business good. But from my understanding, I thought inflation was holding steady at about 2.5%, which is about where we want to be at. Correct?
We are. However, the steel industry and the real estate run concurrent.
Okay.
And with all the new businesses coming in, with all the new steel that they're going to be making and everything, you have to look. It's just like new construction. You back yourself into the next 18 months, the next 24 months. You're always projecting forward, but you're reverse engineering things. Like, I want the outcome to be this. What do we do today to get this outcome?
I'm glad you brought that up. It reminds me a lot of radio because we would make a change in January. We wouldn't find out if that change worked in January till March. Because that's when, of course, our books came out. And so we're trying to predict the economy. We're trying to predict what's going on. And everyone's trying, and that's why we got the big wigs that run the positions and the departments they do to make sure those things happen. And at least with the tariffs and everything else. And I know things the world's still a mess.
Tariffs are really simple for people to understand. We've always paid it.
Well, it's easy to understand, but it's got the entire, and I can just tell you, I know this for a fact because I'm in the advertising business, and usually the first thing that goes for a business is advertising, and It's affected my business. People are freaking out. It doesn't matter whether it has a direct influence at all. It just, right now, everyone's freaking out. Everyone's like staying put. They don't want to spend any money right now because they don't know what the future looks like, and that's not good for anybody. So that's all I'll say about it.
People right now that they won't put their house on the market because they have nowhere to go. Yeah. And they're scared that they're going to be like, we never had to worry about this until maybe the last 5 years. Like, you sell a house, you have plenty of time to find you another house.
Sure.
While that's working through its contract. So you think, oh, it's going to be 4 weeks before we close. No big deal. Well, 6 weeks, whatever. But I've noticed there's been a huge shift, I would say, in the last month in people really being kind of, I want to say, how can I say this? Excited for the first time in a very long time. And I do believe that the media, like I almost tell clients, just don't even watch it.
Yeah.
You know, just don't. Because what they say, their what ifs, their coulda, shoulda, wouldas, their what might be, their speculations, none of them are feet on the street. They read a report written by, you know, an algorithm that pulls numbers and data, and you don't know that that's 100% accurate because you have people that's over NAR that have never practiced real estate, don't have a real estate license, do not put us as realtors first. And we have a lot of people coming out of the National Association of Realtors. We're fed up with it.
Yeah.
You know, we are fed up paying thousands of dollars a year and we get no benefit. And then, you know, all they're doing is, number one, I think we discussed this before, they're almost baiting people to live in fear. And you know that fight or flight or freeze, mm-hmm. where people froze for a minute. You know, they didn't know what was going to happen. Now you got, okay, so we had, I mean, in this year alone, we had the hurricanes in North Carolina. We had the fires in California. Now we got riots and we've got this, all these riotings. We, as a nation, we need desperately to get back to our roots, to get back to the simple things in life, to stop trying to give friends and family all these awarded contracts and get your brother hired who ain't paying a read, or get your sister hired, girlfriend, your mama, your daddy, whatever. And all these people got positions that they are not qualified to lead. Yeah. You've heard the law of the lid with John Maxwell. Mm-hmm. A lot of these people don't have a lid.
Yeah. Something else that you bring up, and this is not anything relatively new, so when you brought it up, it didn't surprise me, but you've got some friends of yours down in Texas who own a lot of farmland, and you mentioned the fact that there are a lot of entities that are wanting to buy a lot of, and it could be just not so much farmland necessarily, but I've heard that we've got a lot of outside entities, including China, who are wanting to buy a lot of land in the United States. Obviously, mm-hmm. Texas is full of oil. What are you hearing about why people are wanting to buy so much land in Texas? What's going on?
Well, I have feet on the street there. I have very good friends that live in Dallas, Houston, Victoria, Corpus Christi, Corsetta. And this one gentleman, I actually just met him, but oh my goodness, he's just got the best spirit. And he started, you would not believe this, he started underground utilities in Texas back in the 80s before we actually had underground utilities. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He came up with the idea. He started a company. He had a ranch, you know, and in Texas, a ranch could be 10,000 acres or 50,000 acres. You just don't know. Well, he said that the foreigners, his words, not mine, especially the Chinese, were getting companies like Open Door. You've heard of them,
yep.
Zillow, to number one, come in and make these offers, these cash offers to buy the property, close, blah, 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 to be done with it. Well, he was saying that, like, he had a 3,400 acres, and he had sheep and cows and goats and horses. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that when the people came, they were buying up all the land, and it's got oil. It's close to Mexico.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that comes across the border. But he was telling me he has been there for 40 something years. He's had his business open for 40 something years. And he's 75, I think. And he was like, I hope you call me back because I really want to continue to discuss this. We're talking about the infrastructure and pipes that could get the water, collect it, almost like they did in South America, because they have these big portable containers on top of their shacks, more or less.
Yep.
And the rain comes in, it filters, and then it goes down into the house or the hut or whatever. Well, we were looking at all that. And remember when I told you a long time ago, I wanted to figure out a way, like J.D. Rockefeller running the oil lines all across mm-hmm. America.
Yeah.
You know, well, I wanted to do that, but with water.
Yeah, I brought that up a million times. I don't know.
And so he and I were... I've got an engineer involved, and we were looking at reverse engineering a system that could collect it and then move it across, especially like when you're in California with the fires,
yeah.
you know, to actually route it mm-hmm. in their direction. And, you know,
No, to back up a little bit, it's crazy because at some point during almost every single week, half the country is underwater. The other half is looking for water. And it's crazy that we can't help each other.
And that's continue. What I mean. Like right now, there is dry destitution in some places, and then other places it's, you know, flooding.
Yep.
You know, we saw some flooding in, Ohio, maybe?
Yep.
Kansas City, I can't remember. But tons of flooding in the Midwest, and we just want to make sure, like, as humans, I believe that if we came together and collaborated, we could create some things that would eliminate some of our problems that the former administration just doesn't know how to resolve.
Well, and I've talked to several architects and some engineers about this, and they always tell me the same thing. a gallon of water doesn't cost as much as a gallon of oil. And so they have no problem building a line of pipes for everything to get a gallon of oil from here to there. But a gallon of water, not so much. It doesn't make sense, they say, for the trillions of dollars it would cost to do that. But you got to start somewhere. But I certainly understand what you're talking about. And listen, we got Lake Mead. We got all these reservoirs out west. They're going to run dry. And then LA is going to be in some trouble. Las Vegas is not going to have water. And so, yeah, we got a lot of things. But
I feel like right now our government is like children at a daycare center.
Oh, it's always been like that. Out. Yeah, it's always been like that.
I know, but it just seems a little bit more extra right now. It's just all this is not necessary. You don't need to be burning down houses when that already houses burned down and you already got fires in your own city. I mean, really? You purposely set something on fire in California this time of year and the whole state will be gone.
Sure.
It's insane.
She's Teresa Autry with Keller Williams, 294-4210, 294-4210. We do this show every single week. And of course, you can find it to 5 days a week here on the TKR app. Get that TKR app like 100,000 folks have already done. Listen to the show every single week and then you go back and find us wherever your podcasts are available. We're available in every major industry out there. Check out Home Field Advantage with Teresa Autry. Another thing you brought up was, and you have dealt with, and we've actually had Matthew on the show, several people that like to flip homes. And I, you know, while some of us are trying to go out there and just buy a place to live, I know some people
just
don't.
Put a house.
Yeah, some people aren't really into home flippers, but really these are people that execute and
this is how they make their living.
Exactly. And it really wasn't anything until about 20 or 25 years ago when this phenomena really started. But you mentioned a lot of these home flippers, they don't have any homes to flip right now. I will tell you this, that there are more homes for sale in my subdivision, and I probably have a couple thousand homes in my subdivision. It's huge out here in Morgan Road. I haven't seen so many houses for sale, which I'm going to ask you about in a second, but those houses are staying in the market now for several weeks at a time. What used to be, before they could put the sign in the hole, it would say sold on it. But I'll go back to, first of all, why can't we find enough homes to flip? What's going on? What are you telling
me? Okay, so America is at an unusual stage in its lifespan right now. Whereas I am going to speak the truth. It may not be what every viewer wants to hear, but we would love for you to subscribe and, you know, like us and ask us questions. That's one of the things we enjoy, right, Tommy?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, well, when you have several years of printing money and people are buying everything under the sun and they're not qualifying, they're using COVID money, they're mishandling, misusing, misguiding funds and stuff like that, you have to understand the pendulum is always going to swing, you know. And so when it swings too far to the right, you have problems. Too far to the left, you ideally want it like right in here. And we were talking about that 2.5% on the yield.
Yeah.
Well, one of the issues is we had 20 million people come to our country. Now, this ain't like you had Cousin Billy come visit you.
Yeah.
No, this is 20 million people. In over a 4-year span, they obviously populated something.
Yeah.
And now you've got two generations, mom and dad and the new children. And praise God, whatever you can do to get to America, it is the land of the free, but do it legally.
Yeah.
You know, we all have to do things legally. Mm-hmm. And it's unfair to everybody. Now, what happened was, especially so many coming in Texas, they were saying that we're looking at a situation where there was such a fast influx of people. And now that they were doing self-deportation and the laws of our Constitution are actually being enforced, we did not create new laws. Laws were disobeyed and covered up for 4 years. And now this is the result of that. Anything you overdo or indulge in, you and I both know this, anything you get too much of can be a bad thing.
Sure.
So it drained the resources on the counties, the cities, the hospitals, the first responders, the school teachers, the schools, the churches, everywhere. And what happened was you had a few people, they weren't legal, so they were being price gouged, or even if they were rented too fairly, they have no legal documentation.
Yeah.
And then where's the money coming from? Where's the money going? I don't care. It's really none of my business. You can come out the bank with the mask on and I'll see you a house. You know, I'm not going to come back and visit you because you're going to be in jail, but I'll sell you the house.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where the piper's got to be paid, so to speak. So now that the people are self-deporting and some of them are taking their children, some of them are applying legally to try to figure out how to stay here. That's great. That's wonderful. But now we got to figure out, number one, I already had a house shortage. Now all these people go back. Then you have to say, okay, now we've got the new industries coming. That's going to put billions of dollars into the American economy. Billions.
Yeah.
And when you look at that and you have places like Mercedes, Gaston, places like A&E Fabrications, or you have all these U.S. Steel, you have all these companies that are, you know, selling, building, manufacturing industries. And Alabama, you know, has multiple. We've got medical schools here. We've got automotive industries here, and we have a huge medical field here. And so when I was looking, do you realize that Birmingham and Atlanta are the two central locations, and I mean Birmingham metropolitan area, are the two central locations in the almost four state area, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina, where people are going to come to. We have four seasons here. We're 3 hours from the coast. We're 3 hours from the mountains. We're, you know, you can be anywhere in 3 hours.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah.
You know, land, sea, casinos, gambling, fun, shopping, whatever. Mountains, rustic, beach, ocean. Well, when the people aren't coming over here, they're going to need somewhere to live. And with the kind of money these people make and the kind of status they have, they're going to be wanting some nice, good homes. Now, the reason your neighborhood has so much in it is right now school just ended.
Yep.
Okay. And people are going on vacation. People were waiting for the rates to come down a little bit. People were waiting for the summertime. And so you always have between April and June a big influx.
Okay.
Of people putting their house on the markets. You've heard that saying, oh, I'm going to wait till spring. Don't.
Yeah.
Because then you get clumped in with all the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd rather have one house in January than three in March.
God love people that ask for $100,000 more than what a house is worth. I mean, that doesn't help anyone but the person that's trying to sell the house. And obviously someone's going to spend
it. Well, it actually don't help them.
Well, I mean, but I'm saying
they usually end up losing equity because they sit on it, or
yeah,
they get stuck there. And then, like you said, if I know in my head and I tell my clients, hey, the average days on market are 15 days, let's just say 15.
Yeah,
and this has been on the market 112 days. There's a problem.
Yeah, and people know that going into it. Yeah. It's just nice to see houses on the market for more than 12 hours again, which is nice because that gives me hope that, you know, when I go out there and find a home, because for the most part, I remember going out and looking at homes, and it wasn't a situation where if you didn't make a bid on the home, you were going to lose it. And now it's like if you can't jump
last
on
it, year, people were writing me offers before the house went live.
Yeah.
I would say coming soon on Friday. And I remember several. I'd have, you know, 16, 17 offers before I and then went live with the house.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
But that's because I would stage it. I would market it. I'd get the videos done. We'd get it. And then you blast it in one day and you handle all of your marketing. You were talking about that. And I have two friends that one is the flipper. He called me yesterday and he said, hey, Teresa, I don't have enough homes to flip right now. I can't find them, or they're in really, really bad parts of town. And to be honest with you, you can't make a profit if someone's stealing your air conditioner every night,
sure,
or stripping your water,
yeah,
or coming in and getting your appliances. So until the crime rate gets down in Birmingham, most people are looking at the metropolitan area.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Fantastic show as always. You're always very insightful and give us some information that we never have. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We'll take some email questions and we'll read those every single week. And so keep those coming. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Teresa Autry, 294-4210, 294-4210 at Keller Williams. Teresa, thank you so much. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Anything else you want to say about Flag Day, Father's Day, Friday the 13th? Any other, is it National Pizza a Tortilla Day? What's going on? Any other holidays you want to talk about?
Look, Tony, I don't really keep up with that. I work too much.
Yeah.
But I was going to tell you that I will say that USDA right now, they also have, I have two programs I just want to tell the public about so they know. One is the USDA. It's not credit drip.
Okay.
It goes up to $250,000. No, I'm sorry. $300,000.
Okay.
So if you're looking to buy a house there, you can literally get in with a decent rate, 30-year fixed, and with little or no money down. We're talking about maybe 3%.
Okay.
So that's a good deal. We also at Keller Williams have a new program I want to tell you about. So you remember when you shared this story that you were kind of in the middle of replacing, I think it was your floor in your house, mm-hmm. and you and your wife were, you know, and you said you're going to do this and we're talking about allowance versus you doing it.
Yep.
Well, we now have a program where you can, if you have equity, you can pull the equity out prior to selling the house, fix the house the way you think it needs to be fixed. And I would say, please consult a professional. Do not think that orange living room is going to just, I told y'all guys, the client spent $25,000 at South Lake, $1 million house, and it is the same powder blue and a big color. So get a professional. I mean, we love you, but they're not buying your case. They're buying a house they can make to their case.
Gotcha. So, yeah. Great stuff. Thank you, hon. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.